News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, it's coming up to the first anniversary of the tragic death of 20-year-old Dublin student Ella Mills in a kayaking accident near Washington, D.C. in the United States. This week, Ella's dad, Ralph Mills, set a new world record by running an aquamarathon to raise funds in Ella's memory for a charity that helps bring loved ones' bodies back to Ireland. Ralph is with us now. Ralph, thanks indeed for coming in to us. We'll get to your world record in a moment. But first off, can I ask you to tell us a little bit about your daughter, Ella?
Well, everyone's child is deeply special, but there was something incredible about Ella. She was about the smartest person I've ever met, I would say. And from a very, very early age, we got this. And the first child will teach the parents how to be parents. And she gave us the most wonderful lesson in being parents. It was utterly joyful, our time with her. She was the first grandchild of a large extended family and utterly adored by all. She was determined, focused. Her intelligence, she always wanted to peel away the layers and see what's underneath. She wasn't satisfied with the standard answer. She had this incredible intellectual curiosity. And you really couldn't meet her without thinking, yeah, one day she'll make a huge impact on the world. That's her father speaking, of course, but yes, I think she would have done incredible things.
No doubt. Now, you had, obviously, you got the nightmare news from the US, the worst news that any parent can get. Yes. But following that, you encountered huge difficulties in actually, obviously, you want to bring your daughter home. You found real difficulties in that. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yes. I mean, on the surface, it should have been relatively straightforward. It's the US. She died in the administrative capital. She was fully insured. We had a lot of help from Columbia University, and the Garda liaison was over, based in Washington, and he was incredible. Dan Cowman gave up his days off to ferry Joanne around. I was at home looking after the twins, who were 14 years old at the time, and Joanne went over with her sister. And even with all that in her favour, it was just a Kafka-esque experience. It was
really
a nightmare. Yes, the bureaucracy, and it really is. I can only imagine families who lose loved ones in more contentious circumstances or more difficult
in less friendly
in
countries. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. The mind boggles at what it would be like for them. But it was very distressing.
So tell us about the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, the organization that you did the event for to raise money. Tell us how they help.
Well, we didn't actually need their help, but we were given their name countless times through this journey. And people were suggesting if we have any trouble, these people have the expertise, because they've been doing it for a number of years, I think 13 years. They've been helping with the financial burden. If people are uninsured, then that can be absolutely crippling. And just with the logistical problems of bringing a loved one home. And they have deep expertise in this.
Okay,
it so long.
So you decided, and it was an extraordinarily generous thing for you to do, that you wanted to help those who had been in a similar situation to yourself. Tell us about the aquamarathon. Why did you choose an aquamarathon? And I suppose explain to people what an aquamarathon actually is. I've seen the videos of you, like it's like wading through treacle, basically.
Yes. You're running up and down a swimming pool. It has to be a constant depth, chest depth, and you need a stout pair of pool shoes because it tears your feet to bits on the floor. And you just keep running up and down for as long as it takes.
How many lengths of a 50-metre pool was it?
That's 844 lengths.
My God.
So, yes, it's I mean, it's a bit like the Everest thing. I chose that because it was there. It's something I like to do after a swim in the pool anyway, go for a little cool down, run up and down. And I'd been in conversation with someone who asked if there's any way we wanted to help fundraise for Kevin Bell Trust. And I was plodding up and down the pool one day thinking, oh, I wonder if there's anything in this that could be done. So I went and looked on the Guinness World Record site and found the record existed, so it had been acknowledged, but it was unclaimed. So I thought, well, there's my opening.
Okay. How difficult was it? There's absolutely heartwarming videos I've seen of you doing it, and people, you know, neighbours and friends roaring on encouragement. But it looks really grueling.
It's a strange kind of thing. You don't get a raised heart rate or breathing rate. It's a sort of constant, steady output. So it's more of a mental challenge and nutritional. You need to keep fueling yourself because it uses about 700 calories an hour. So as long as you keep the fuel going in, and as long as you don't let blisters or swollen knees or anything stop you, you just carry on. And sooner or later, you'll get there with the right support. I mean, I couldn't have done it without the network.
It must have been a huge sense of achievement when you did it, but I imagine it must have been kind of a bittersweet feeling when you finished the event.
Very much so. The actual date of the event, coincidentally, was the anniversary of the day we dropped Teller off in New York and said goodbye to her. So, and that just happened organically because I wanted to make the attempt in the summer holidays and give myself as much time as possible. So I just picked the last weekend in August.
Okay.
And it was only then I discovered that was the date. Yes, it was. It was a wide range of emotions,
I'm sure.
Out of the pool.
Look, it's an extraordinary thing you've done, and I know there'll be people listening and people will have remembered the tragic... the tragedy that happened, and I think people's hearts went out to you and your family at the time. But look, it is, as you say, you're looking to raise money for this incredible charity. If people who are listening this morning want to help, how can they go about making a contribution?
Okay, if they go to the GoFundMe website, which is www.gofundme.com, best thing to do is just search One Foot, and my campaign will come up at the top of the search list.
Okay.
The campaign's called One Foot in Front of the Other, but One Foot will get you there in the search box.
Okay. Ralph Mills, thank you so much for coming. As I say, an extraordinary thing you're doing, and it's a really good cause. Thank you so much for coming in to us this morning. Ralph Mills,
dad
of Ella Mills.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.